Recording in progress.
Midbar, that's the right parsha, right? This week is by Midbar.
Okay, new book.
Yes. All right. The
Wedding.
Chazak. So I'm in wedding mode, okay? So we're gonna look at the end of the Haftarah. We know the end of this Haftarah. This is Hosea. Okay, this is Haftarah specifically. And Midbar, and therefore I will seduce her and I will bring her into the wilderness. God talking to Bnei Israel. Right, the metaphor in Hosea is about Israel is the unfaithful wife. Hashem is saying, I am going to entice her back. I'm gonna win her, I'm gonna woo her again. I'll bring her back to the wilderness, I'll speak to her heart, krameha. Misham, and I'll give her their vineyards at Emek Akor the Petah Tikva. And I will turn the dismal valley into Petah Tikva. That's obviously
That's
why they
very
named it.
good.
That's why they named the city Petah Tikva. They were turning the Emek Akor, the muddy valley, into an entrance of hope. And Antashama should call out like the days of her youth, Kiyom Alotam Erzatrayim, when she came out of Egypt. Yabayamahunim Hashem, and on that day, Tikri'i she will call me my husband. V'lo Tikri'i Li'od Ba'ali, she should not call me my master. Change of relationship.
People change the wording of the benching for this. Like they don't call the husband. They change Rahman hu yivarech. They say
Yeah.
she and not
Is that how it
Ba'ali.
says? Oh, okay.
It says Ba'ali now, but
Did
a
I
lot of
never say no? Okay, yeah. I mean, that part of the benching is very much, you should say the things that make your host happy. That's part we talk about. That's the Birchat Oreach part.
Yeah.
Rambam says, yes, those parts you should change the wording of.
Make people happy. Yeah. Okay,
Okay. Right, I mean that's the
anyway,
idea,
go
right?
on.
It implies a different relationship. Right, so
Yeah.
Shemot Balim Pia, and she will no longer speak of the Balim. Okay, Bishmam, they won't be mentioned by name. Brit Bayamaho, and I'll remember my Brit then. I'll remember my Brit Im Chayat and with all the animals, Milchama, war and weapons, I will just remove from the land. And you'll rest securely. And I will be engaged for you forever. And I will be engaged to you with justice and righteousness, mercy and kindness. I will engage you faithfully, and you will know you will be intimate with God. We know
Beautiful.
that it's beautiful. That's the end of the Haftorah, right? This is, that we're going to come back. Okay? That's the metaphor. And I bring you with that, he's going to bring back, right? I will seduce her. I will woo her back again. And I'll bring her back to the midbar, right? At the time when that we were engaged. Oh, lechtecha, right? The lechtecha harai remember the days of the love when you were a bride. Okay, and that's the idea. That's erastich li'ol li'olam. I'll be engaged forever. Which gives the mother of Brian a lot more time to get her dressed if the engagement lasts forever. But really, you really don't literally want to be engaged forever. Not right. You want to get to the point of the wedding part, but that the closeness, that feeling, it will last forever.
Or I will be engaged for a marriage that will last forever.
Right, I mean, that's what I'm reading. I mean, I think the Sfas Emes specific has it keeps a feeling. Keep the romance there alive forever.
Oh, just I don't like that.
I don't like that. I
Okay,
like that
anyway,
idea.
I
I mean,
like
that's part of
mine.
that. Yeah, there's a freshness of the Aristia, right? This is first emes on that. I don't mind the Aristia. I will be engaged to you for the purpose of forever.
Yeah.
That's not a bad way to look at it. I'm just going to emes here. So emes pirish b'zeh he explains this. And chatimata bracha shel mekadesh amo Yisrael and echu pav kiddushin, right? That as part of the Sheva Bracha, right? We say, no, that's not Sheva Bracha. That's the Birchat Erishim. That's under the Chuppah. We say, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Shemo Yisrael, who sanctifies Israel through Chuppah Kiddushin, is talking about the Kiddushin here. It is Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Knesset Yisrael. So that's saying that we are sanctified by being Mukudeshet to Hashem.
Oh, so that
Each
was a
couple
long.
symbolizes that relationship. And the idea of that is
Awesome.
mitchadshim yom yom. It's always fresh, always new. And that's what tefillin represents, that kind of putting on the engagement ring. And as the Seva Emma says, that's the Remes Shel Eretz Tichli, and that's what I say when I wrap the tefillin around my fingers. There's Tichli Olam, Tichli B'Sedev Mishpat.
Oh.
Part of the putting on the tefillin, that's part of that. So that's
But
forever.
you know, it kind of implicates a long marriage. That's not going to be so good. It's the engagement part that's good. But once you have to live together, that's not so good.
Well, the implication there is that that's the reality. We get kind of bound up in the day-to-day routine. Right? And it's that you don't wake up every morning feeling like you're engaged. You wake up feeling like, okay, I gotta do, we gotta get. And yes, you love your husband and your wife, and you gotta do this together, but it doesn't have the, not
No,
necessarily romantic every
but
day.
it's the long, you know, that it
Yeah, that's a
lasts,
it lasts. That's what you want.
you're not gonna betray me with the Ellie Lim again.
That's right. So the but point I'm making at this is that this is a very different model for Geula than the
Okay.
one we're used to. That's the bottom line, okay? Because what are we used to? The model of Geula, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? Rabbi Elazar Omer, Im Yisrael Osim Tshuva Nigalim. Right? Bnei Yisrael come back to Hashem on their own, then Geula happens. Achri Yamim, Mashiach, everything we know about it. Im Lav Ein Nigalim. If they don't do Tshuva, they're not going to be saved. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua answers, "Imenu sim tshuva ein nigalim." What do you mean? If they don't tshuva, they won't be geula. We have a promise of the geula will happen. Ella, Kadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid aleihem melech. Hashem will bring in a king. Shegezerotav kasho kahaman, and it will bring in more kings as bad as Haman. Yisrael sim tshuva machzirin mutav, and then they'll be forced to do tshuva. Right? Hashem's going to keep punishing us, and we know the famous motto. The beatings will continue until morale improves. Okay, that's which is
What
really.
precedes the part you of Hosea? Did they do tshuva?
That's what we're
Is
going to
the
talk about.
pasuk the
That's
oh
what I'm going to look at. They say what?
oh
In other words, we have this common model that Hashem's going to keep punishing us until we do tshuva and then we're saved. Okay, but this is the model of now Hashem's going to come to us and say, you come to me. I'm going to bring you back.
oh without you doing having to
Without
do
anything,
any
okay?
oh.
Hashem is saying that maybe if we don't do tshuva, Hashem will entice us back, right? And
Oh.
that's what's going to bring the Yisrael seeing tshuva and mutav, right? Hashem
Oh.
will come back. We'll come back to Hashem when Hashem tries to woo us back,
Oh.
okay? Right? The idea is that you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar,
Oh, I like
right?
that.
That's Hosea. That's nice, but that's not the way the other VM do it. It's very different. And by the way, you can't take Proverbs literally, because if you actually want to catch flies, use vinegar, not honey.
Oh.
I mean, think about it, like in the wild, honey means there are bees, then you're gonna be you can't get that. Vinegar means rotten fruit, and flies love that.
Is this true?
Yeah, you want to you put out apple cider vinegar if you want to. You have fruit flies around, and they swarm. There's probably like a little bowl of them. They drown in it. You can definitely catch more flies with vinegar.
Oh, that's funny.
But
Okay.
the proverb is still right, okay? It's we know what it means. You're not trying to catch light, but So the question is what, and the question is when does that apply? When can we use the Hosea model as opposed to
Oh, this is what
the
I was
Haman model?
asking. Yeah.
That's your
Okay.
question. That's the beginning of the part, and I think that the answer is the beginning of the Torah, right? Which starts out, "Let me spare Bnei Yisrael kachol hayam, Hashem yamed v'lisa per," and Bnei Yisrael will be as numerous as the sea, uncountable. And then they will change. Instead of I will say that you are not my people. The people will call them the children of the living God. Why? Because Yehuda and Bnei Israel will act together. Because they will be united. Gedol Yom Yisrael, the day will be great. Yisrael was one of his Yoshea's sons from his unfaithful wife. Ramula Chechem Ami, and you will tell to your brothers that you are my people. Okay? So that's the point when Hashem will start wears it back. You know, not tshuva in terms of going back to Hashem, but if you can tell your brothers, Achechem ami, ruchama, and your sister is has rachamim, you can get to that point, then Hashem will come back and say, Vestichli
Okay.
alam, we'll bring them back. That's what I think the moral of Hosea is here. Right? It's not,
Nice.
it's, like, tshuva to Hashem is great, and that is the ultimate goal. But if it start, you know, and Hashem will punish us until we get that. But if we get to the point where we have this achdut with each other, between each other, then Hashem will say, "That's a good people. I'm gonna bring them flowers and chocolate, and see they come back to me." Okay, and that's the famous Yerushalmi about that idea. That Amar Kahana, the generation of David HaMelech, they were tzaddikim. They served Hashem. But since they had informers, they said lashon hara about each other, they betrayed each other, they would lose in battle. But Doroshel Achav, right? The worst king we had, husband of Izebel, of Hayu, they weren't just didn't just have altars to Hashem in strange places, but they served Baal. That was real Avodah Zarah. They should lo hayu lo dil torim. Since they didn't, there were no informers, they cared about each other, they were united. They would win in battle. Hashem will save us if we're have that
Huh.
achdut.
Dil Torim. I've never
Yeah,
heard
it's the
that.
Latin word. I think in modern Italian it means a reporter. In the Gemara sense, it's from Latin for literally an informer. Malshinim, as we say in the Shemitah, right? Achdut leads to nisachon. That's going to be priority. Okay.
Where'd you come across that? You were showing me. It doesn't refer to Hosea, right?
No. This is talking about the contract. Talking about David. We did
Oh,
that in
yeah.
this in the Shmuel and the we dealt with this a lot in Shmuel, that David really, and part of that David was really, you know, focused on the Beit HaMikdash without as trying to unite the people as he should have.
So
We
who are
have
the
the
Dil-Torim in David's time? Those are famous stories that there were
I mean,
rumors.
obvious one is Doeg. It goes back, says David's over there in Nov,
Oh yeah.
and the other one I'd be thinking of was
There's a
Shimi
guy in
Bagera, who curses him
Avshalom.
out. I'm sorry.
It was a guy that led to the Avshalom rebellion or connected to it. No?
Well, he was connected, so yeah, that's Shimon ben Gera was when he was
Oh
cursing David, blamed him for the Shaul's death that was there, and then Sheva ben Bichri, who is the rebellion in chapter 21, that
Okay.
get yeah, his rebellion gets put down, but it's the seeds of the split of the kingdom that will end up in the time of
Yeah.
that gets
So, I
delayed
mean,
through time of
it's
Shlomo.
interesting. It's not Avodah Zarah that brings him down, but Dil Torim.
Yes, that is the message there. So we can avoid that. Then we have said we have this other model that Hashem will woo us back, which is nice. But that's part one. So there's an it leads me to an idea I'm going to propose. There's a halach issue that we talked about in the Chumashir last week that came up. Right? Because last week was Bechukotai, the Tochacha, right? We're there. The halach of Tochacha. We're in Megillah. Tanya, here's a bright day. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ezra tiken lahen Yisrael. Ezra set up a takana, so you korin klolot betorah kohanim korah matzera, that you should read the klolot in Sefer Vayikra, Parashat Bechukotai, before atzeret, which is the Gemara term for Shavuot.
Really?
Yeah, every year.
I thought we add a parsha, so we shouldn't read it near it.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Okay, takana is we read the parsha of Tochacha before Atzeret, before
Okay.
Shavuot. We have Mishnah Torah and the klalot of Mishnah Torah, the Tochacha of Kitavo, Kodem Rosh Hashanah. We read that before Rosh Hashanah. That's the takana. My taima, what's the reason for this takana? Marabaye, Vitema Reish Lakish, that Abaye said, and maybe the Reish Lakish said it earlier. The idea that the The year will end along with all its curses. We're gonna start a brand new year.
Oh.
So Gemara says, Bishlava Bishmishba Torah Ika, right? So I understand what you're saying about Devarim. Kitavo, that has a Rosh Hashanah there. Kadesh Tichlashan Flotah, right? The year ends. We're gonna do it. We're gonna finish the Klolo before Rosh Hashanah. Great. Unless you're Torah Kohanim, but the Klolo Vayikra, what does it do with the new year? Atuat Seret Rosh
Well,
Hashanahi?
the one of Vayikra Shavuos, no?
Right. So that's what's guessing. Is Atzeret is Shavuot
Oh,
Rosh
I
Hashanah?
see. Right,
That's the
right.
question. What does that do with the
Okay.
year ending? And
And
the
doing
Gemara answer is,
Klolos.
in it is a Rosh Hashanah. In what sense? Because Atzeret Nami Rosh Hashanah. For a certain cycle of the year, as we have a bright a Mishnah that says, Atzeret al pirot perot ha'ilah. Okay? And
Sarah Alpiro.
Shavuot, we're ju the judge for it at the beginning of the fruit harvest. It's going to continue through this summer.
Is that at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah or Ba Rosh Hashanah-ish? No.
So that's the point. That the first Mishnah
Oh, there
is
you go.
right.
Shavuot is not
You're
one of
thinking way ahead of me. Okay.
them. Okay.
There are
Just one
four Rosh
little,
Hashanahs
half
mentioned.
a step ahead.
That's good. That's good,
Okay.
right? There are four Rosh Hashanahs mentioned in the Mishnah.
Right.
Rosh Hashanah, right? Shavuot is not one of them.
No.
Okay. It's our Rosh Hashanah. It's Sukkot. It's
Tu Bishvat.
Tu B'Shvat and Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
Okay.
Okay, she was not one of there. But the second Mishnah said talks about not so much Rosh Hashanah in the sense of we count a cycle here for like a fiscal year, whatever it is, but it's one of the times when the world is judged. That's the
Oh.
second Mishnah. Arba Prakim Olam Nidan. There are four points where things are critical. The Pesach al Tavua, and Pesach for the harvest, because that's what's about to start. Atzeret al perot ha'ilah, and we just quoted that on Shavuot on for the fruit. For Rosh Hashanah kol bei olam ovrim lefanav kivnei maron, as we quote in Tana Tokef, that in Rosh Hashanah everyone's judged individually. That's the really of a din. V'chag and on Sukkot is when the world is judged for water because that's the beginning of the rainy season.
So it's funny, it's like Atzeret is in place of Tu Bishvat, which is the trees. It's like they mixed up.
Okay, well, I mean, you can think about that. You right, compare the first and second Mishnah out there and see how that works out together. It's a good question. I'm not going to deal with that. I have
Okay.
anything to say there. Okay.
Atzeret is better because Tu Bishvat is,
Well,
no.
okay, going back, Tu B'Shvat is Groundhog Day. Tu B'Shvat is the depth of winter. So it's the end, it's the change of the fiscal year for Shemitah. And for Orla and Maaser and for Maaser,
Yeah,
basically.
but Atzeret could have been that.
Well, the idea is that from Tu B'Shvat on, the trees start growing again, and so that any
Yeah,
fruit from
that's
there
true.
counts for the
Yeah.
following year.
Yeah.
It's change it.
Atzeret is already, that's a whole different thing.
Right, the fruit,
Summer.
the trees right there, right? But anyway, the idea is that
Okay.
the harvest is judged. Okay, so the Tichle Shana V'Chilteh, the year ends along with the curses, is not about there's a new year in our calendar sense, but it's a judgment for the coming year, right? That last year was judged; it was tough. They had a klolot. Things weren't good. The coming year, may the next year be better.
Oh, this is very timely.
Any relation to contemporary politics is completely coincidental. But yes, we should have a good year coming up after Atzeret. Okay, but Phyllis Shapiro says that's not what we do, right? We do not read Bachukotai before Atzeret. We have a parsha between there, right? Same thing with Rosh Hashanah. We don't read Kitavo before Rosh Hashanah. We read Nitzavim before there,
And
right?
we even insert one to make sure
Right.
if we
That
have
every
to.
year that is right. We read Kitavo 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Nitzavim always happens between there. Chukotai is 2 weeks before Shavuot, right? That's what it
Okay.
says. It told us what asked that question. Right? I mean, he's looking at the Gemara and he's looking at the calendar that the Shul Bulletin put out, and he's going and telling the secretary, you got it wrong. Takana, I can't do this. This tells us what. Lochbetor Kadim Kodam Atzeret, Mishnah Torah Kodam Rosh Hashanah. So this is the reason why we divide the parsha up. So there's an extra parsha here. We want to have this buffer. We have a break. The Krot Shabbat Achat Kodam Rosh Hashanah b'Parsha Shelote Medaber B'Klolo. Well, right. I know the Takata says it, but that's too uncomfortable right before Hashanah. So I'm going to have a gap here, just to give us to relax. Shelo Hismiach HaKlolo Rosh Hashanah. And we do the same thing for Shavua, right? We read Bechokotai 2 weeks before, we put Bamidbar before Shavua, as we're doing. Right? I kind of was doing it then. Let me do that here.
So Ezra came before we broke up the Parshiot? No.
Okay, we're going to talk about that, right? Well, but what does that mean to be Nitak and Likrot? Because there are lots of ways of dividing the Parshiot. So hold that thought. Because obviously, you know, and Mickey pointed out that, you know, like in Israel, they had a triennial cycle.
Right.
What did they do then? Okay. So the question is, what does Tosfot mean? I mean, it's like, if you have a takana, you can't say, well, I don't really like it, so I'm going to move it off a week. What is that? What are we doing with this? Right? Aren't we breaking the takana by saying, well, it should be beforehand, but we're going to do it further away because it's too uncomfortable? So we're going to look at Rav Tzadok V'Lublin. Try to understand this. Okay? So first paragraph is the question about, you know, what did they do with Hama Ezra? You know, when things weren't so fixed. Right? There wasn't, they did read the Torah every week, but it wasn't a constant cycle that was, you know, that came with customs later on over time. So the name of the Shad Ezra, Tikkunim Hem Yisrael, the Krota Parshiot Elu. And the language says that Ezra said you should read these Parshiot before these holidays. Mashma, it makes sense. A few of the Marava that even in Israel, specifically the Amru, it says the Masaki Doraita the Tlachanin, that they would finish the Torah every 3 years.
Oh.
Okay, it was a triennial cycle. They had shorter parshiot. Then, you know, so you didn't have B'chukotai before Shavuot every year. Gam kein tikkun Ezra. That was the takana was there. Likrot ha-tochachot. Elu kodem matzera v'kodem Rosh Hashanah. How? K'mo shekorim ba'arba parshiot.
Oh.
Because there are three ways, if the takana, there are three kinds of holidays or parshat mo'adot. There are three times that we have specific pressure, right? We have these two we just mentioned, but we also have reading Verchanan after Tisha B'Av. We have a Takana. We read the parshas of the holidays on each holiday. And we have the Arba Parshiot, Parshat Zachar, Shkalim, and all that. And so the things we could do, we could set up the cycle so it comes out right. Or we could add another Sefer Torah like Parshat Zachar. Or we could skip the regular Parsha and just read the calendar one, like on the Yom, like on Yom Tov. All of those, he's saying, would fit the Takana. So presumably they had their triennial cycle and they would pull out another sacred Torah for Maftir on those appropriate days, just like we do with Zachar.
Or re-roll.
Yes, but then everyone gets really mad at the Gabbai for not rolling the Sefer Torah in the right place, and that just... Okay, so that's the first answer to some of those questions. That's nothing to do with the kind of reasoning. But Kacha, I'm going to ask you another question that kind of comes up. Lama lo tikin Ezra mutav? So why wasn't there a takana? It'd be better takana. Jikra tochacha kodem Pesach. Right? We just said you judge on tavu on Pesach. Well, Sukkot is pretty close to Rosh Hashanah, so you can say that's kodem, but no. Chugamkin Rosh Hashanah kamosha amru, right? That's also the point where we're judge on grain. Pesach nidunim al tavua, we just quoted that. Meshach tefei, and that's even better because tavua is more important than fruit. Meshach tefei lo mad tichle shana tulteh. Mikudam atzeret. It makes more sense to have that. Well, let's get rid of the curses before Pesach more than for Shavuot. Shu matir rak hachodesh b'mikdash, and that Shavuot was all about the yishtei alechem and the new bikurim. Right, it's about the fruit. Zuman peru, right, Ila. Sheino nitzra kol kach la'adam k'mo tivua. You know, if we're worried about the judgment that's going to happen, like that was a bad year, let's have a better year, then Pesach seems like a more important day. So he says, you know, there's another reason. Tikkun ezra shikru klalot shebatorah kohanim kodem matzera. So the reason why the klalot in Vayikra b'chukotai are before Shmini Atzeret, are before Shmini Atzeret, before Shavuot. Sorry.
Hello.
Thank you. Sheazhu's man matan Torah.
Oh.
So really, we want it. It's a matter of matan Torah, accepting the Torah. So what does it mean that we end the year at its curses? Because we're going to read the parsha tochacha, it's oru b'tshuva. We're going to be awakened to do tshuva. See, this is bad. But that came out to kilkalu b'churba bayit rishon, because we know that bayit rishon was destroyed. Al azvam et torati, because they abandoned the Torah. Right there, we gave it to Zara. Things were bad in the first, right? So we're gonna fix that, right? So we can do tshuva, and then we are going to accept the Torah on Atzeret. So that's why we do it symbolically at Atzeret, because that's what we're supposed to go into Shavuot, and we're supposed to be accepting the Torah, and therefore we will get past the churban bayit rishon. And then Kodem Rosh Hashanah, the Kodem Klalot Shev Mishnah Torah, and then before Rosh Hashanah, the Taken Pagam Sinat Chinam, and that's, again, to inspire us to tshuva.
Okay.
Okay? So, that's why we don't read Kitava right before Rosh Hashanah. Because we read Kitava 1 week, and then Nitzavim before, in the next week. Because when it says Tich L'Shanah L'Klotet, doesn't mean, it's not Tefillah. May the year its end, and it's and its curses be ended. It's a command. You will end this year and you will end the klalot. Don't do the things that led to those klalot. Right? Famous joke, right? Doctor, it hurts when I do this. Then don't do it. All these things in the klalot, about what led to the klalot, don't stop doing it. Of course, so Kitavo is the bad things. Nitzavim tells us what to do instead.
Oh.
Next parsha is the parsha of Tshuva. So both these things, it's not just a buffer, it's there for a purpose, right? This is part of Yitzhak. When all these things will happen, you'll see the bracha, you'll see the klalot that I've shown you today. And you'll return to your heart. You will do tshuva in your heart. In whatever nation you've been exiled to. And you'll return to God.
So that's the Rosh Hashanah one.
Right. So we have Tochacha and Kitava, we have Tshuva and Nitzavim, I have Shemata B'Kolo, Atav and Chacha, everything. You will do Tshuva, Nitzavim and Tshuva, and then we have Rosh Hashanah. Rav Tzedek is saying that really is part of the Takana that Ezra said here. We're not spacing it out just for its own sake, but the Takana was save the Klalot and the cure for the Klalot, and then we have Rosh Hashanah.
Ezra said that?
Well, Ezra, with the quote we have, Ezra was tikkun to say the klalot before Rosh Hashanah.
But not how much before?
Yeah, but Rabbi Sagal Biz, it says that, well, it must be part of that was the tikhla, you know, you need to stop.
Oh.
You read the klalot and you're going to stop the klalot as well.
Okay, so read it a week before, 2 weeks before.
Right, so that the week before,
yeah,
you get the cure.
Doesn't sound like that. It sounds like read it right before. But okay,
I agree. Okay, but what I'm saying, you still with those problem is that that's not what we do. We
no.
gotta justify that, right? I mean,
right.
Okay, so that I would say that.
So we're saying we're not changing what Ezra did. We're explaining it to be 2 weeks before.
Right, that it's a 2 week sequence
okay.
of reading klalot and the tikhla klalot.
Yeah, and then we have a tikkun for. After Bamidbar?
So what does Bamidbar have to do there, right?
I mean, B'chukotai.
So
oh,
B'chukotai, I would say it's similar. That we have B'chukotai,
yeah.
And we have
and
Bamidbar.
Now Bamidbar.
So Bamidbar is the takana for the klalot. Okay, what does Bamidbar start with?
Yeah.
It's all about the senses, right? Su'u'et rosh kadap in Israel. Literally, su'u'et rosh. Lift up the heads of all of the community of Israel. The mishpachotam v'beit avotam and their families. The mispar shemot, right? And literally the number of their names, Kol Zachar Gulatam, when you count all the men, according to the polls, right? And Rashi says, Sforna rather says, Mispar Shemot. That ki haya oz ko echa mil tador nechshav bishmo. That everybody has a name. We're not giving you a number. We're giving everybody a name. Everyone has a purpose. Morel tzurato, a sheet that embodied what their personal nature was. L'malatam, as it says, be'edeacha Hashem, I will know you by name. So it's not just a
oh.
You're not just a number. You are a name. And that's the important part of the census here. Not just count. You
Oh.
have a place. You have a name.
Nice.
I've talked about this when we get the Les Mis song. I can't quote offhand, but it says Javert said, you know, it says I'm Jean Valjean. It says, no, you're 90621 or whatever his number is.
Oh.
Calls me number. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Should edit that. Okay, and then the Kotava Kabbalah says similarly that when it says Mispar Shemot has a specific meaning. It doesn't really don't read that as number. It's a Sipur. Aim be Mispar Lashon Minyan, Lashon Haggadah. Okay, read it as Mispar, the story of their names. Everyone's got a story.
Oh.
Right? And we have examples of this word Mispar means story. Shmo Gidon at Mispar HaChalom, right? When Gidon heard the story of the stream or to hear. Like Litfuno aim mispar. I said that to Hashem's understanding, there is no not counting, but there's no telling it. Sipur. Hotzat devarim bichli matbe. That we're going to say things in an express. We're going to with words. Tam mispar shemo bagadat shemo. We're going to talk about the stories. Kol yachad higidat shemo. Everyone tell their story.
Oh.
That's what the sense is about. That's why it's siur roach. Lift up their heads. Lift them up.
That's nice.
Okay. That the purpose of that, so that's it goes back to that Achdut. Okay. So that's the same thing that we're approaching this Maman Har Sinai, Iman Torah. So we have a choice, right? We're given Bechukotai, the curses, and the cure for that is the Mispar Shemot, the unity. Everyone has a place, everyone's got a story, respect everyone else.
Uh-huh.
And
Respect
that's what makes
story, yeah.
And that's what makes Matan Torah possible, right? And we know that by what it says, "Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Kish Echad B'Lev Echad." We'll need to add the line about that's connected to this idea of that the Be'eris Tichli Olam comes when the Hashem will bring us back when we can say,
"Ami, Ami."
There we go. I said it right there, right?
Am Hashem, Anachnu Am Hashem. Or something. Wasn't that it?
Here we go. Right. Right. And then that's when we get to that point. Then Hashem will come, will be Mefata, will say the rest. So we have a choice to make. We want the Klolot, or we want to be Arestichli Olam.
That's good. It
and
works.
That's the way we. That's what we treat. And that depends on the way we treat our villages.
So Ezra got it right. The way we interpret Ezra to be a two part.
Yes.
You want for them.
Right. That's the way Tzedek would put it. I will stop
doesn't,
here.
Doesn't quite sound like that, but.
Especially if you're a circle chassid, you can definitely interpret words however you want.
Okay.
You're always up to the problem of, well, clearly we don't do it now.
Right.
So how was it done at the time of Ezra? I don't know. Did something change along the way, or is that always the way it was and it was just written down in a funny way?
Right. Well, the one who disagreed with it, how did he put it? Did he say, this is what Ezra meant, or did he say, we don't like
disagreed
Ezra?
With it? Nobody disagreed with it.
Someone said the Takana, but it's not so good. Didn't someone say that? Tikkun Ezra?
No, we had the Tosfot said, just simply observe that we have a buffer and we want to separate it.
Oh, observe that we have a buffer.
We have a buffer. He says the reason we do it because we don't want it so close.
Oh, it doesn't
we, you know,
say.
We're still fulfilling
let's put in
the
a
takana.
Buffer.
It's before, but it's not so much. It's not so close. But it's a little further away.
I see.
That was so close.
He's explaining it. He's not saying Let's put in a buffer because Ezra is wrong. Okay.
Right. You get,
Okay.
these are all observing what we do and trying to put that in the
Right.
words of the Gemara.
So that must have been what Ezra said to do. Yeah, no, and
Okay.
it doesn't say immediately before. It says
Right. It
leading
does
up
have the
to.
idea of tichle shana, that the year should end along with its curses there.
Right.
So here, so
Does
it's
say
2 weeks
that.
before.
Right.
So, right. So again, and so the Rabbi Tzedek would say tichle is the command, right? You will, right? You read the curses and then end the curses by doing tshuva and achdut.
Yeah,
And then you have a
right.
new year or the new judgment and things will be better the coming year.
So now we're reading
So it may
Bamidbar
be.
right
Read
before,
about Midbar, learn about Achdut Yisrael, go into Ma'an Torah.
and then read the nice Haftorah.
Yes. Okay, and I will stop here.
Very good. So maybe I'll go to